Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 12, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 9, 2002.
That last segment, Nazarene, raised another question in my mind that we're often asked. What is your opinion on drunken, restless drivers? In most states, they are treated as misdemeanors, but a lot of people think they should be treated as felonies. What is your opinion?
My opinion, Alora, is going to be very unpopular with the liquor industry and with the motor vehicle manufacturers. And it is this. If a person misuses a motor vehicle in any way, while intoxicated or sober, and kills another person, it should be treated as first-degree murder. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew the chance that they were taking. This cannot be classified as an accident. There was no accident about it. These people went out with the intent to kill and destroy. They knew that if they did, they would get away with it because they were intoxicated, or it would be said, oh, they're just young people and they were raising Cain and they shouldn't be held responsible. They should be held responsible. If they take a human life, they should pay with their lives. That is the way of God. And any that question that are not of God, anybody that kills another human being without the slightest thought, without caring whatsoever, has no right to live. And anyone that recklessly uses a motor vehicle and kills someone else is one of these persons. They have killed without the slightest thought. They have killed without the slightest caring. All they cared about was their own fun, their own pleasure, their own excitement, and they didn't care who got in the way and who got hurt. And when they do this, they have to pay the consequences, and that's God's way.
Oh boy, God's mad again. Check your brakes, make sure your headlights are working, and your turn signals, and fasten your seatbelt, because the angels are after those who haven't waited 3 hours before they drive, or can't keep their foot off the accelerator, and you don't want to get in the way.
We'll be back after the break.
Greetings, this is Speaker Gerald Pauley. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/true/forward.htm.
God here. Linda's still sleeping, but here's an interesting question that goes very well with the last segment. Al Gore's son has been arrested for being in possession of illegal drugs. Do you feel that the press is going overboard on this? Should they just treat it like an ordinary arrest, or should they make a big deal out of it because he's Al Gore's son? Hasn't Al Gore been trying to do things to help the kingdom of God lately? Shouldn't the press lay off a little bit? Absolutely not. Actually, that Al Gore's son has been exposed was the work of the kingdom of God's agency. If they had not acted, he would have gotten away with it. But they put pressure on the local authorities that they had to expose this situation and saw to it that it got into the press. It must be remembered that Al Gore is partially responsible for the loss of millions of my lights. Almost a million of my precious souls were destroyed because he supported the filth that was in the White House at the time and said that it was perfectly all right for him to commit sodomy and to be an adulterer. It was not the public's opinion that mattered, that it was economic prosperity that was the thing. The public should let their president alone, and he had done no wrong. He had only done what any man would do. Anyone that puts out such filth as this in a situation like this is an enemy of the kingdom of God, and their children, if they are doing evil, are the targets of the kingdom of God. If their children are righteous, they have nothing to fear. But if their children are doing evil, the kingdom of God will do all in its power to expose every bit of evil that those children are doing, because the children are the product of the parents. And it shows the laxity of this man that his son is into the drug culture.
We'll be back again.